And we're back! I'm JC Kasem.
And I'm Dave Kasem. My cat has Down syndrome.
For f***ing sake, Dave, wait till you're cue, alright? You don't just f***ing talk whenever the hell you want to. You wait for your f***ing cue.
I thought we were...
I don't give a f*** if your cat has Down syndrome. We've already done your intro. It's my time. And we're back with the Don't Touch That Podcast Best Of Countdown. No, that takes f***ing fine. You know what? We're gonna jump right back to it. At number 6, our good buddy Jeff Enkler drops by the studio and shares a transcription from his grandparents' final moments aboard the Titanic. Once a week, I pour hot gravy down my pants. This is Titanic Quickie.
Attention passengers, this is your captain speaking, the captain of the unsinkable ship. I have grave news to report to you all. We have hit an iceberg, head-on hit an iceberg. Unfortunately, our boat is not able to take that kind of impact, and we are in fact sinking. We are slowly going down into the ocean. This is not a test. I apologize to you all, I have failed my duties, but we are going down, and we need everyone on the main deck as soon as possible. Women and children, we'll put you up to the front, we're going to get you onto these lifeboats. We're going to get you down, and we're going to get you to safety. There's not a lot of time. If you can, grab a coat, because it is cold, but everyone get to the main deck. This is not a test. Again, this is your captain speaking. I am so, so sorry. Godspeed.
Honey, did you hear? I have to get to the lifeboats as soon as possible.
I know, I just heard. I can't believe that the unsinkable ship would actually be able to sink.
I know, but quick, I mean, we have to get to the lifeboats as fast as we can. Everybody's going there.
One second.
Here we are. Sinking in this freezing cold water, and I just don't want to die.
Yeah, I know. But before we go, I was thinking maybe we could just have one last quickie for the road. We don't know if we're going to die. There's sharks out there. Anything could happen. But I think one last time, you and me, husband and wife.
Well, it's freezing cold out here. The boat's sinking, and you said you want to have a quickie. I don't know what's so attractive about this to me. I
don't know. It's just the I got emotions flowing primarily to my penis, and I'd like to flow them into you, if possible.
Do you have a fear boner problem? Because I'm pretty sure I don't get fear wet. I'll tell you that right now.
All right, I do, and maybe I could get you wet, or we could use some of the seawater that is abundant.
I promise you that it's cold out here, and my pussy juices are quite frozen right now.
Please, babe, just for me, for your husband, before I might die. You get on a ship. I don't necessarily get onto a lifeboat. That's for you. Are you really going to let me die without just one last sweet sucking of your supple breasts?
I mean, you want to suck on my supple breasts? Just go ahead, suck on them.
Well, but like the whole, that's like the foreplay.
Well, we'll see where it goes, I guess.
Okay, come here.
Attention passengers, this is your captain speaking again. The boat is going down at an escalator right now. This is not a test. Everyone, please get to the main deck. We have lifeboats. We only have a few of them left. We need the women and children to get in there. Get there now. Men, we will get to you in a few moments, starting from A to Z, but this is not a test. We will all perish if we do not get into a lifeboat. The water is freezing. This boat will not stand. We need to get off this ship.
Oh, who's your sugar daddy?
Honey, stop. Come on, please. Stop. We have to go now. That was all fun, but we have to go. We're gonna die.
The thought that we might die and this might be the last time I get to lick on your lovely clitoris. I can't imagine any other way I would rather go out. How can you possibly run from me now at the hope that you might live without me in your life?
Fine.
Come on, please, babe. I'll be quick.
How much time do you think we have? I mean, fine. If you want to go to touch it,
just
you can touch
here.
It. Come
take
here.
It off.
Attention, passengers. We have no time left. The boat is going down. We have 3/4 of the ship already in the water. We only have a couple more lifeboats. Please get to the main deck. This is not a test. I repeat, this is not a test. Get to the main deck now.
Wait. All right. I should let you go. You should live. You should go on. I'll go down with the ship. It's fine. I shouldn't kill my wife for my selfish sexual pleasure.
This is so typical of you. Who the fuck do you think you are? You get me all riled up, you get my pussy all wet, and now you won't stick it in me?
All right, babe. You got it. You asked for it. Come here.
Give it to me.
Oh.
Attention, remaining passengers. Attention, remaining passengers. It is too late to get on a lifeboat. If you have not made it to the main deck or what's left of it, you will be perishing with this boat. I am so sorry. I am so sorry. I killed us all, and I'm going down with this ship. Wait a minute. No, I'm not. I'm going to get me out of here.
I already did.
Is this the most... Oh, my God, I am so sorry. I was on my way out of it.
Can we still get on a lifeboat?
Oh, I'm afraid it's too late for that.
Too late for that.
Can we finish what he started, maybe?
I absolutely would love to.
There's nothing I love more than to watch.
The captain goes down with the ship and goes down with this ship.
It would be an honor.
Captain, you're so much better than my husband.
Whoa, I'm still here. I haven't drowned
yet. Just don't finish in 3 minutes, please.
Hey, I've gotten to 5 minutes before.
And I am done.
Is that a shark?
Whoa. God, it is so cold.
When you finish, do you actually make a horn like a ship? That's amazing.
Teach me in the Naval Academy.
Really cool. If you weren't dying right now, you'd be my hero.
Boys, I'm still not finished, boys.
Every man for himself at this point.
Cards Against Humanity.
We are the Ku Klux Klan. We hate niggers, we hate Jews, we hate faggots, and we hate specs.
Mom! Dad! Come here, please! Help!
What's going on in here, gosh. Timmy?
Dad, Mom.
What's wrong? Timmy.
Are you having a nightmare?
No, I've been... There's a orange glow coming from outside my window, and there's been a lot of loud noise coming with it.
I think it may be the KKK.
Teacher was telling us about how they act at night and how they run around and chant and they burn up crosses and stuff. And it looks like, I think that's what it could be.
No. Timmy, you don't have to worry about that.
Sweetheart, no.
No, the KKK is not going to come for you.
They don't live anywhere around here anymore.
How can you be for certain?
Well, America's changed a lot, and we're no longer doing those kind of things. We've reformed ourselves, and the KKK, they're not worried about you anyways. They're not coming for you, big guy. Okay?
Yeah,
you're fine. Let me take a look out the window.
Yeah, please.
No, you see. Clear.
Will you close it, too?
Okay, sure, yeah, we'll close it, and we'll lock it for you, all right? Is that going to make you feel better?
Yeah. Mommy, can you pull the curtains for me, too?
Absolutely, sweetie. Here you go now.
Thank you.
Get back in bed here. Look better?
Thank you.
Love you. Who's my big boy?
I'm your big boy.
That's right, you are.
I love you guys. Thank you.
Okay, don't you worry about that. Okay, good night.
Okay, night-night.
Night.
Hat uns geschlagen! Wer sie geschmäht hat, hat uns geschmäht!
No, Mom! Come here, please help me, guys!
Timmy, what?
What's the Nazis were trying to pull me into the closet.
The Nazis were trying to pull me into the closet.
There's no Nazis anymore. We killed them all. Remember Grandpa Petey? He fought in World War II. He killed all the Nazis. What's in the closet? There's nothing in the closet.
That's where they were trying to pull me.
Who was trying to pull you?
The Nazis.
Oh, goodness.
No, Timmy, that's just a dream. You didn't actually get pulled into the closet.
You've been letting him watch too much of the Netflix again. He's watching all these documentaries.
It wasn't me. I don't have control of that.
I searched educational and informative. I thought it was okay to watch.
See, it's that History Channel. I told you, it doesn't tell you anything good anymore.
We're changing our settings.
Okay. We'll get the parental locks on there tomorrow, all right?
All right.
Do bad things inside there.
There's nothing in the closet, okay?
Thank you.
It's fine.
Will you leave it open, the door open?
All right, yeah, no problem. Hey, who's my champ?
I'm your champ.
You ready for T-ball tomorrow?
Yeah.
Big game. Mommy and Daddy will both be there.
Okay.
All right, thank you very much.
Okay, yeah.
No, don't close the door, please.
Okay, how about crack?
All right, crack.
Sometimes I walk to the bathroom naked.
Read my lips.
I have been a Republican in times good, and I have been a Republican in times bad.
When reducing taxes and reining in spending has got to
accompany tax reductions.
Timmy!
What?
Shh! Settle down. Settle down.
The toy chest and the toy chest. The toy chest.
This is getting old.
No. The toy chest. Look at the toy chest. The toy chest is filled with Republicans.
What?
What did you...
It's filled with Republicans. Go look.
How do you even know what a Republican is, Timmy?
I'm going to sleep.
No, don't leave me with him. Please.
Look, I'm going to open it. All right? I'm going to show you this. Why are you even having nightmares about Republicans?
Don't do it.
Holy shit. Sarah Palin, what the hell are you doing in here? Get out of my kid's toy chest, you pervert.
Hey there, Timmy. Why are you crying there? What's wrong?
Please make her stop. Aw,
you better cut your crying out. I think I know why you can't sleep tonight.
Suzanne, get in here. I got Sarah Palin.
Oh, I think I know. Is it because your mommy and daddy had you out of wedlock?
What's wedlock?
Is that why? Oh, don't pretend like you don't know, you little bastard.
Do not call my son a bastard, you bitch.
That was an excerpt from upcoming horror film KKK Nightmares starring Jessica Rotaco. Moving right along in the countdown. Back in 1998, drug PSAs were all the rage, and I once watched Bruce Willis drown a kitten. One particular after-school special never aired once producers realized what glory holes were used for. Coming in at number 4, Glory Holes the Anti-Drug, starring a young Nathaniel Mason.
Hey, man, I thought you were stopped doing that. You got in trouble, you got kicked off the football team, and now you're back here cutting class, smoking behind the gymnasium again? Come on, man. I'm best friend, I believe in you. You don't need to be doing this. You're better than that.
Man, we grew up in two different worlds, man. You know, I do this, you do that. You make good grades, I don't make good grades, you know?
Oh, shit, someone's coming.
Oh, shit, who is it?
Put that down.
Boys?
Principal Jameson?
Principal Jameson.
What's going on here?
How are you?
What's going on?
My friend...
Smoking?
My friend Nathan... No, nothing like that. My friend Nathan's just going through a hard time, and he can take a breather outside, and I just here to comfort him. Nothing's going on. We're okay.
All right, here's what I want. Anthony, you're going to be Daniel's new sponsor. You're gonna make sure that he does well in school. And that he stays straight.
I don't need that, principal.
You're practically flunking out of school.
All right.
He's just going through a lot right now.
I'm going through a lot right now.
I promise, as his best friend.
You're his peer counselor.
He promises.
Going forward,
I'll be there.
This is your peer counselor.
Hey, principal, can you come here for a second?
Mm-hmm.
I got no problem being a sponsor. But can you just go easy on him right now? It's a lot with his emotional state. I'll do it. But can you
his emotional state. Is everything all right at home?
Well, his dog ran away, and his sister broke her leg.
What are you guys talking about?
Shh, Nate, quiet. Okay. Just give us a few minutes?
Okay. All right.
Thank you. Yeah. Hey, no problem, dude. All right, I got us covered.
Cool.
It's covered.
Cool. So what's happening? You're my
You
peer?
Gotta stop doing that. Principal Jameson almost caught you, and I'm just covered for you, right?
Okay.
Listen. Trying out a new thing.
Uh-huh.
But my need for some escape or something else.
Yeah.
And I want you to try it instead of smoking.
It's going to help me?
Yes. Put that down. Put it out.
Okay.
Promise me you'll never do this again.
I promise. Now, what are we going to do?
Thanks, Principal Jameson.
Yep. No problem, boys. Have a good day.
Thank you very much.
You
too. Be well, Nathan. I'm sorry about your dog.
Thanks.
Don't worry about it. Okay. Come here.
Okay. Thanks.
All right. Here we go. Yeah. Let's go around the corner here. Okay. Girls' locker room.
What are we doing here?
Picking this lock right now?
We could get in trouble for this.
Hurry, I know, but hurry in here. Quick. This is better than what you were doing.
Okay.
Go. Alright. Follow me down the hallway real quick. Alright, good. Showers are on. Everything's perfectly fine. Okay, check this out. Men's room right now. Go.
Okay. What? Where are we going?
Shit, somebody's in here. Hold on. Somebody's in here. Somebody's taking a shit. Oh, God.
Oh my God! Oh
all right, disregard
God.
It. Disregard it. Disregard it. Just come here to the back.
Smells like fucking dead.
I know. Trust me. Just come here. Come to the back real quick. All right. See. Check this out.
What?
Regular paper towel dispenser.
Nuh-uh. What?
This. Look at this sight right here. Just open up the paper towel dispenser, and we get clear shot at that shower room right now.
Okay.
The girls are showering right now. This is how I feel.
It's too steamy. I don't clean
anything.
Just
wait for it a second or two.
Oh my God! It's Melinda. It's Melinda. It is.
I love washing
my
boots.
Oh my God! I told you, dude.
I
told
love
you, bro.
My boots all day.
I've always wanted to
Oops.
See her.
Drop my loofah.
Look at...
Oh, my God. I just saw her butthole.
I know, dude. Isn't this better than smoking weed? Honestly?
Yes, but now I've got a boner. This is what you put in your penis. Anthony, you got to try. Put your penis. Put it in.
I want you to. I want you to stop.
Me?
Yeah, that's why I brought you here.
Oh, my God.
Stop doing drugs.
Thank you.
Just don't let the guy in the stall hear us. All right, just do it gently. Anything happening?
Not yet.
Oh, my God. That is amazing. I am... I'm just going to put my lips right around it.
Whoa, dude.
Yeah. Yeah.
It tickles. It tickles my pee-pee. It tickles. Oh, my God. I got to pull it out. I got to pull it out. I had to pull it out.
My turn. My turn. My turn. My turn. Here we go. Oh, she's back. Sorry. She's choking on it.
She was so down on it that, like, you couldn't even feel her.
Tippy verse. Oh, shit.
Oh, hey, boys.
Yeah. Old Jameson.
I see you're trying the new glory hole. Nice.
Yeah,
I do this once a week. Oh, that's how I stay off.
You're cool with this?
Oh, yeah.
You
do? Oh, yeah. Oh.
Yeah, you want to go smoke some weed behind the gymnasium?
I do the hokey pokey in my bathing suit. Last February, DC Comics released their latest graphic novel from French poet Pierre Duclay. Here now with an excerpt, the Big Sully, Kevin Sullivan, at number 3. This is The Adventures of Testy and George Bush.
Fasters and 2 feet running on the pavement, able to jump over genitalia of any kind. He derives his speed from being so aerodynamic, freed from the bonds of the sack he was carried in for many, many years, free to roam the land, able to bound small buildings with one hop of his tiny tail, able to squish into the tiniest pencils, able to defend himself with the smell of old yogurt and fresh beef. One lonely testicle serves retribution from the body from whence he came. This one, his name is Testy.
Oh, it's awfully chilly out tonight.
I think it's quite nice, Testy.
Then, up in the sky, Testy and George W. Bush see a light appear of 2 legs and between them 1 lonely testicle.
GW, look! Lance is calling us.
Well, that Testy's calling to me.
Hi, guys. Thanks for coming over.
What's up, Lance?
Honored to be here again, Lance.
You look beautiful today.
Good to see you both.
I was thinking maybe we could get together again soon. I kind of miss you.
I'd like to watch.
That time has passed for us, Testy, but you must live now outside of me and do the bidding for which I cannot do for myself.
I know.
So what I need now is... The committee has stolen my jersey. They took away my titles, and they took my jersey. I need that back. Otherwise, Cheryl will leave me.
Anything for you.
Stealing is not a good thing.
Shut up, GW!
You got it, Pauls.
And so, Testy and George W. go through the hot Parisian evening, sweating, and running, until they find... In the Hall du Convencial du Bicycles, Pierre du Bicycle.
Pierre, can't believe we're crossing paths again.
Oh no, it is George W. What are you doing here again? I haven't seen you since we were invited to the White House to crown Lance with his yellow jersey.
Well, me and my partner Testy here, we want to ask you a couple questions while we're here.
Well, but of course. Right ahead.
You know, since we go way back and all.
Of course. Wait, Testy.
Testy, you want to play good cop, bad cop?
Testy, you look very familiar to me. Have we met before?
Testy, give him the bad cop.
Yeah, Pierre, we have met. You might recognize me as Lance Armstrong's former testicle.
Sacre bleu! It now, is you!
That's right, Pierre.
But now, with the help of my friend... George W. Bush.
Oh, uh-huh.
We're fighting against the injustices of man, and you're going down, Pierre.
Oh, no.
Pierre, you're under official arrest. Come here.
No, no.
Come here.
This is no good. You must be gone.
There is no way in which
Shut
you
up,
should
Frenchie.
Have... You must not serve such an evil, lying, cheating man.
He is a great man.
Get away from me. I must take this yellow jersey to somewhere safe, far away from your prying hands.
Grab it, Testy. Get that jersey.
No, it's no good.
After him.
You're the one with legs. You go.
Get on my shoulder. Let's go. He's got a head start
Sucker
on us.
I thought you could fly.
Let's get on this Vespa and escape.
He's getting on that Vespa.
We'll win this like Lance did in that one time he won that race. Get on my shoulder. Let's catch him.
And so the race began, and it proceeded through those hot, damp, moist Parisian streets.
GW, you're sweating all over me.
Sorry, I shouldn't wear a tuxedo all the time.
And so the chest, with cars flying, Vespa engines roaring through that hot, dank, nearly volcanic Parisian evening, until they reach one of the country's finest monuments, the Eiffel Tower.
Look, he's going up the Eiffel Tower.
Hang on, Testy.
No, you should not have this yellow jersey. I shall hurt into the sun before I give it to you.
Man, I can't believe we just scaled the Eiffel Tower, Testy.
Yeah, you seem out of breath. Take a break. Pierre, it's time. Give me the jersey.
Never.
You have nowhere to go.
Never. I shall kill myself before I let this jersey fall into your disgusting testicle again.
Well, I think I can help with that.
Ah, no.
Keep distracting him. I'll sneak behind him.
Watch out. I'll go in your mouth.
Oh,
I'll do it.
Sucker, you are disgusting.
I have cancer. I'll give it to you.
Teabag. Give him a teabag, Testy.
Oh, no.
Look at that. I'm in your nose.
I only drink espresso. No teabag.
Testy in your nose. I've been on the eyes, rubbing it in.
Perfect. He doesn't see me now.
I never wash just for moments like this.
Give me that.
No, never.
Up here, get on my shoulder, jump on his face.
No, sucker, let go of me.
Come on, the shirt, sucker. Right. Much longer, Testy. Just give him one big one. Give. Right off my shoulder. Come on.
Live strong, motherfucker.
No.
Good going, Testy.
Thanks, G-Dub. Looks like the jersey ripped. Let's get back to Lance.
And sir, from the top of the Eiffel Tower, our heroes, George W. Bush and Testy, travel back to Lance to give him his prize.
Lance, here's the yellow jersey you asked for. There's a slight problem.
Well, here's the thing, Lance.
Only half a jersey.
Yeah, about
that. We ran
that.
Into Pierre but it's from the Tour de France.
It's only half a jersey.
He ripped it.
You only have half a testicle.
That damn Pierre. Wait, did you make it out unscathed?
We made it out okay, but there may be a couple news stories.
Well,
I'm used to those.
We had to throw him from the Eiffel Tower.
Oh, dear.
I know you don't watch the news, and I can't believe I do sometimes.
That's quite a trip. Well, as long as my honor has been restored.
Think about it this way. Half a jersey, half your manhood.
Thanks for reminding me.
Wait. Sorry, Testy, come back. Testy. I'm sorry, Lance. We're going to have to go and get Testy.
You take care of him. I'm going to masturbate with the half of this jersey. Thank you.
Have a good one, Lance. Enjoy that. Testy, come here. I just want to squeeze you.
And so, the two newly found partners go off again into the hot Texas night. The sweaty, sweaty, sweaty evening with their prize. The pride and the respect of the greatest cheating bicycler of all time, Lance Armstrong, Finn.
Welcome back to the Countdown. I'm Dave Kasem, and I find cat anuses pleasant to look at. Back in 1975, a young Christopher Walken starred in an off-Broadway production. This show was Andrew Lloyd Webber's Thoroughly Modern Moses, and it closed after 1 week of previews. We found the missing footage and aired it back in March. Here it is, your number two pick, Moses and the Plague of Christopher Walken.
Oh, somebody's here, Jeffrey. Go get the door.
Who's there?
My name is Moses, and I'm here because I want my people set free. Where is this Pharaoh?
Who is it, Jeffrey?
Is that the Pharaoh?
Do you
is
have
that
an appointment? Do you have an appointment?
No, I don't have an appointment. Who are you?
Okay, I'll let you see him. Come
Thank
on in.
Thank you. Do you have any club soda with lime, maybe?
I might. Let me go check.
Thank you. Pharaoh, I'm here because I want my people set free. please.
Who are you?
My name is Moses. I got a bunch of people.
Did
I gotta
you have
get up
an appointment
Nile.
With me?
What's with you people on appointments?
What do you want? I've got a few free moments on my hands.
Set my people free, or I'm setting down a plague on you that will rule your day, sir.
Here's your club soda.
Thank you, young man.
You're welcome.
Oh, golly.
What are you
Moses,
laughing at?
I'm really scared. You just marched up into my palace and threatened to strike me down with a scary plague. I'm really scared. Whoa.
Are you condescending me?
I'm supposed to be scared of you. Oh, that little bitty threat of yours.
You're dealing with God here. Do you understand?
You tell that guard of yours, if he's got an appointment, I'm not scared of him.
God doesn't need an appointment for anyone, and now you asked for it. God.
Ooh, I'm really scared.
God, I need your help here. This pharaoh's being a real prick.
You look like you're talking to yourself.
I'm talking to God. You wouldn't know anything about it. See, he's rude. He's blasphemous.
Tell him I need an appointment.
Strike him down with the mightiest plague if you have any respect for your people. Who worship you every day. I've slaughtered many lambs. But seriously, if I have to kill one more sheep in your name, I'm gonna lose it. I've had night terrors.
Moses.
Yes, God?
I hear what you're saying.
Thank God.
I think I have a few things I could do. Give me a minute to think.
Okay.
Is he gonna set up an appointment, Moses?
You hear this blasphemous asshole?
I hear him. All right.
Jeffrey, give him another
sound. Why did you create
Okay, I think
like
I... Psh, psh, psh. Everyone, shut up!
Sorry, God.
I can't hear what's going on.
I think I've got something. I'll send him down, see if he'll help. Okay? He should be down there in probably like 2 minutes,
a plague?
Okay?
This guy
I've got other things to do, Moses! Bye, Moses!
No, you freak! Are you done talking to yourself? Or do I need to get on to my other appointments?
You're gonna get it now, alright, Pharaoh? He's sending a plague that you have no idea what you're dealing
You've
with.
You've literally got 30 more seconds before my next appointment.
Hey, guys, excuse me, sorry to interrupt. I have an appointment.
Christopher Walken!
Yeah, that's me, Christopher Walken.
What? This can't be the plague.
What do you mean? I'm the plague.
You're my plague?
I'm your plague.
You're gonna take down
this
the Pharaoh.
This is the plague?
I'm the plague.
Oh! Rather jolly time.
Blackety-black-black.
I love your movies.
Oh, you do?
And I love your dance moves in the Fatboy Slim video.
Yeah, I get some moves. Yeah.
God, are you even trying? Like, what is this?
Moses, I wasn't even scared of him in The Deer Hunter. He was actually endearing and creepy and just my style. That's all you got, Moses. I think you must be on your way soon.
Christopher Walken, can you, like, hit him or something?
Say something funny, please.
I don't really say anything funny.
That was pretty funny.
Even Moses gets your humor. The Jews are funny. Moses, are you funny?
No, Pharaoh, I'm not trying to be funny. I'm trying to get my people free.
It's funny when he gets angry, isn't it, Chris?
Yeah, it kind of is.
It's not funny when I'm angry. God, this is not even working.
Joffrey, go get him a microphone. I wanted to do some stand-up comedy for me.
Yes, sir.
God, they're mocking you. They're mocking me. You sent this guy. Now he's joining in. What are you doing?
Moses, he's talking to himself like a character. It's hilarious.
Riot.
Chris, will you do a scene with him?
He's a laugh riot.
I don't want to do a scene with Christopher Walken. Walken, do something.
Tell some more jokes and I might, yeah.
This has turned out to be a really jolly day for me.
Great,
cancel
thank
the
you.
Rest of my appointments, Jeffrey.
My people really are cursed.
Hey, Pharaoh, what do you say we go get a drink?
Yeah, let's do it. I'll let a few of your people go. Not. I made a funny.
Damn it. Switching to Scientology.
And finally, the number one spot on the best of countdown. I once pooped in a shoe. With the Justice League film set to release in the summer of 2016, studio execs were at odds with first-time director Gwyneth Paltrow over the casting of Dale Earnhardt Jr. as Aquaman. They eventually settled on Vernon Troyer. Here now is a scene featuring the Justice League's newest member. At number one, this is Active Listening Boy.
Meanwhile, at the Hall of Justice.
Superman. Superman?
Hey, yo.
What's going on?
Sorry to bother you.
Yep.
I have a power. And it's not necessarily a power to take lightly. I've kept it a secret for a while. but I think it's time for me to come out.
You're coming out?
Yeah.
You're going to come out to me?
Well, I'm going to come out to you because I feel like you and Batman, hey, Batman, are the leader.
What's going on?
Appreciate that.
Yeah, shoot.
We're ready to hear it. What do you got?
Oh, let me see exactly. The application.
Exactly.
What?
Say exactly what you just said.
What? We're ready to hear it.
Exactly.
What do you got?
Exactly.
So, no, you tell me.
Exactly.
You tell me what you're... I'm listening to you.
Exactly.
What?
That's what I... Yeah, exactly. I'm listening to you. I'm listening.
While you're talking, you're listening.
I'm listening.
You're listening and talking and listening?
I'm actively listening.
You are an active listener.
That's a superpower.
Yes, I heard you. I heard everything you meant with your tone, with the words you chose. I'm actively listening to you.
So what did he actually mean?
He actually meant what he said.
But we're all actively listening to each other right now.
Well...
How's that a superpower?
No, you guys technically aren't.
Huh?
No, I knew what he just said.
I know, but you're not.
He
you heard it. You heard it, but I actively heard it on purpose.
So, what is this? You're good at saying, uh-huh, yep, mm-hmm, okay. Is that your superpower?
Well, no, but my superpower is like, you tell me that you like something as we're walking down the street, and you eye like a really cool hat in a store. I hear it. I process it. I actively was listening for it. I'll remember that.
Where will your skills be? Applied.
Okay, that's easy. That's simple. That's easy.
Go.
Listening.
Say we are in a fight with the Hobgoblin.
Do we have the whole Justice League or just me and Batman?
Let's say the three of us.
The three of us. We're chilling out at my place
for
probably.
Shits and gigs, the three
We're
of
probably
us.
Having a DiGiorno pizza, if I had to guess. All of a sudden, the Hobgoblin flies next to the window, and he's like, oh, you know, I got you now. I'm going to throw these pumpkin bombs at your face. I know what he means, and I know that he means it, or if he doesn't mean it.
Okay.
And I can let you guys know. I can be like, hey, guys, he's bluffing. Whoa! Hobgoblin! Whoa.
Active listening, boy. What do you got?
Get down. Yeah. I'm Hobgoblin.
Watch out for the pumpkin!
Shit. Active listening, boy. What do you got?
It seemed like he was saying that he was going to throw stuff, and he definitely did throw some.
Yeah,
so,
I got that. Tell us something else.
Okay, all right. It sounds his hovercraft. It's working.
He's throwing the pumpkin back. Oh shit!
Active listening, boy. I need you to focus right now and tell me exactly what he is doing.
Oh my god!
I can't hear him.
You hear him as well as I hear him. I'm just saying that I'm listening for he. He means us harm, is what I'm saying.
Get by the couch,
why don't you guys do something about it?
You needed to actively listen to tell me that a man throwing explosive pumpkins means me harm? Duh. Are you Captain Obvious, or are you active listening?
We already have a Captain Obvious.
Well, there you have it. Your number one spot on the best of Don't Touch That Countdown, as voted on by our three listeners.
And if you have hate mail for us, you can send it to @DTTComedy on Twitter.
Thanks for joining us. As always, I'm your host, JC Kasem.
And I'm Dave Kasem. I sacrifice chipmunks to save him.
And like our big bro Casey used to say, keep your feet on the ground and reaching for the stars.
I'm not gonna say it again. Bye, 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 bye.
Stop.
Bye.
I'm on the street.
I'm telling you, goodbye.
Miss, we're on a podcast.
I don't care. Goodbye.